Вие сте со SPS на Македонски. Слушнете повеќе прилози на sps.com.au/Macedonian.
На SBS на Македонски со вас е Радица Бојковска-Димитровска. Во целиот свет милиони луѓе се обединуваат секој октомври за да ја одбележат неделата за подигнување на свеста за ракот на дојка, за подршка на оние кои се погодени од болеста и нивните блиски и промовирање на рано откривање и лекување. Настаните под името Розева панделка играат клучна улога во оваа мисија, собирајќи заедници за да ги споделат приказните, да собираат средства за организациите кои помагаат во медицинските истражувања и да шират важни информации за превенцијата на болеста. Таков настан е и Розевата панделка во организација на женската група при Македонската православна црква Света Петка во Сиднеј, која го одржа годишниот настан по 14-ти пат минатиот викенд во неделата на 20 октомври. Салата на спортскиот центар на фудбалскиот клуб Рокдел Илинден беше исполнета со околу 500 присутни, најголемиот дел жени, кои ги поздрави секретарот на црквата Петар Котевич. Тој рече дека местото на одржување морало да се смени во последен момент, бидејќи салата при црквата Света Петка е премала да ги собере сите, но ако интересот продолжи да се зголемува во иднина, рече тој, можно е да биде потребно и фудбалско игралиште.
For today, apologies for the change of venue. We are very sorry that at last minute we've had to come down to the Rockdale Linden Soccer Club, and many thanks to Dennis, the president, who helped us arrange today. It's a pleasure to see all of you supporting this special day in its 14th year. Thank you for all of your support. To our loyal sponsors, thank you. To all the ladies who helped set up at 5:30 a.m. this morning, and the men that were with them. Thank you to our lovely Dr. Sue Veloski, who has come all the way from Lismore, and to Dr. Ralia Musina from Prince of Wales Private and Chris O'Brien Hospital. Again, I'm gobsmacked, really, that we've managed to collect and to attend with so many people here. It's unbelievable. Maybe next year we'll have to play out in the football field, set something out there. Again, thank you for coming. Thank you for helping making this a successful day. I'm very proud that we, as Macedonians, can show to the community that we can contribute, and we do contribute in a big way. Thank you.
Поздрав и благодарност до присутните упати Жаклина Трајковска, една од организаторките на настанот и водителка на програмата.
Како што знаете, драги македонки, ова е нашето 14-то другарување за појадокот на Розевата панделка. Во месец октомври на различен начин, на различни видови манифестации широм целиот свет, се шири информативноста за ова малигно заболување. Затоа во месец октомври со розени панделки и розени балони се подсетуваме на животот на жената ни целиот свет. Како што рече Пина, благодарам на клубот, а исто од името на Македонската православна црква Света Петка, благодарност за ваше, за женското друштво, што дозволи со вашата помош и вашето присуство, вашите донации, овај ден да биде по-успешен. Благодарам.
Присутна скоро секоја година на овој извонреден настан е и доктор Су Веловски, чија специализација е токму ракот на дојка. Доктор Веловски на овој настан доаѓа не само да говори како лекар, едукатор за важноста на раното откривање и лекување, туку и во помен на незината мајка која прерано ја изгубила битката со оваа опака болест.
Thank you everyone, and what a beautiful amazing sight, all these amazing women, the color of pink. Благодарам. Thank you to the organising committee of the Rockdale Macedonian Women's Support Group for asking us to speak at your special event once more. I was speaking to Raleigh and we wondered whether we wouldn't get a good turnout because we recognise that Sydney has some VIP guests in King Charles and Queen Camilla, and we thought you might all want to go and see them, so we're really happy that you've come to see us. So congratulations, ladies, on all you've already achieved by buying tickets and coming here today, taking time out of your day. I'm advised by the organising committee that last year you raised over $25,000 in a smaller venue, so how amazing is that? What are we going to achieve here today? And all that money, I was speaking to Teta Elena, she prefers Elena, goes to breast cancer research with McGrath Foundation, and the Macedonian community and our community members and Elena have been recognised by Mr. McGrath himself at a recent function. How amazing is that? I hope we can have a great time together here today and continue to show our true generosity and care for women in our community and across Australia. I have a special guest standing next to me today, not Queen Camilla, but our very beautiful Ralia. She's much more a princess. She's a true and valued friend, and not, I don't say that just because we taught her in Lismore, and I'm very, very proud of her. Also as a senior trainee, when my mum had another form of cancer, she looked after her in her passing days with great love and care and respect. All doctors can be taught to operate, but very few doctors have a big heart. And I was so lucky that Ralia was there for me and my twin brother and to look after my mum, and my mum was ever so grateful. And I come here every year and pay respect to my mum, my young mum, and she would have been so proud to see you all here. Helping Elena and the Rockdale community and making Macedonian women stand out amongst the crowd. Thank you very much. Earlier this year, when my mum passed, we had to take her back from Ballina to Newcastle, and I have a lovely Tepa I call Katarina. She was our babysitter when my parents had two jobs and he used to pick us up after school. And she had a struggle towards the end with ovarian cancer. She was a partizanka, an amazing woman, and she taught me so much. And her beautiful daughters, Tana, Panchev, and who couldn't be here today, and Betty, looked after her to the end with dignity and respect. When we took Mum home over 10 years ago, she came to me as a 70-year-old and said, "You haven't lost your mother. I've looked after you as a child, and now you're my third daughter. I'll look after you forever." And so seeing her pass this year and helping her, and she's got a brilliant GP who does women's health in her granddaughter, Donna Tanchev, and we all looked after her in those dying days. So I felt like I lost a second mother this year, and it's always very hard for the family. But we're here today to say that breast cancer is one of those cancers that is treatable and if caught early. For the younger members of the audience, we were pretty surprised and shocked last year how many younger, beautiful women and little girls. You might not know how this all started, and so with permission from Elena, I remember hearing a beautiful audio on SBS about how this all started, and this started 14 years ago, and at the time or before that, Elena, like me, was grieving for the loss of beautiful cousin who died of breast cancer, diagnosed late. She was a doctor, diagnosed late in Macedonia, or Macedonia. Yeah, and she was diagnosed at stage 4, and so she was given palliation and to but could not be treated, and at that time, I think that's what made Elena start this, and look how much it's grown. And as you can see, sometimes it's our biggest losses in our lives, in Elena's life, my life, that lead us to strive for more and more and try and hope and get better outcomes, better treatments and better life for all. And I do that by supporting this. I do that by training beautiful, amazing surgeons and looking after our patients in northern New South Wales, where they might not have previously might not have had the same treatment, but because we've been able to treat other surgeons who keep in contact, I can always pick up the phone. I had a lady the other week pick up the phone to Riley or Melanie, another who apologises can't be here today, ask them about how do I look after this. I've got a woman who's in early stages of pregnancy with breast cancer. So you can have the toughest of toughest. You can have women that think that they're healthy and get diagnosed, and it's a massive shock both to themselves and mentally, and they need to, and we help them get through this with an amazing team.
Продолжуваме со настанот Розева Панделка, што се одржа во салата на спортскиот клуб Рокдел и Линден во Сиднеј минатиот викенд. Меѓу 500 присутни беше и Марина Лотер, млада мајка на три деца, која ја сподели својата лична приказна откако била диагностицирана со рак на дојка. Таа порача дека треба отворено да се зборува за болеста, бидејќи како што рече за пациентот, е дополнителен товар и тешкотија да страда во тајност и осамено. А предходно, доктор Сувеловски, зборувајќи за важноста на подршката, рече дека сепак најважна улога има самиот пациент.
But the most important person in the team is the patient. And today we have a very brave breast cancer patient who is willing to speak about her experience. And it's only through the experience and being able to speak comfortably and confidently. Not everyone can do it, and some people don't. But for many years, like when I trained at the University of Newcastle, there's a big Macedonian community there. And the palliative care team was always asking me, why does your community hide cancer? We need to tell people the truth so that we can, you know, learn more, and so the family knows. It's no shame. It happens to everyone. And we all need, men get prostate cancer, little kids get leukemia. We can't hide that, particularly when half of the Mater Hospital in Newcastle is run by Macedonians. Cleaners, you know, people in the cafe, the cafeteria, they're not going to know. And that just puts an extra burden on our psyche. So I'd like to thank Marina, who's going to come up and share her experience. This year, was diagnosed with breast cancer, very young and beautiful. And very, very strong.
Okay, so I was diagnosed with breast cancer in June this year. I was very lucky because I didn't have any symptoms. I just went because that's my close friends of mine also. Were diagnosed recently, and I just thought, just do it. I went to the breast clinic in the city, no symptoms at all. The doctor there recommended that I do a contrast enhanced mammogram because, again, like most women, we just don't realise that actually you should be doing different tests depending on your age, because breastfeeding in New South Wales is predominantly more for less dense breasts. Because I'm sure most of you in this room actually don't realise the density of your breasts, and it's not a one size fits all. So that day, the clinic there is a one stop shop. They basically tell you they do all the tests and biopsies there. And that day, I also found out that I also had hormonal breast cancer. I called it early, so I walked out of there feeling very lucky. I won the life lottery because, one, hormonal breast cancer is very treatable. Two, it was caught early. And I then was put in to get the tumour removed. The tumour itself was quite aggressive. It was grade 3, but because I caught it early, a few extra tests. I'm currently going through radiation at the moment, and I'm due to finish next week. And there's so much a lot of us don't know about breast cancer treatment, and we do rely on our general practitioners to really guide us in the right direction. But if you don't have to feel a lump. I had felt nothing at all. You just need to go to your gut. You just need, one, get checked, 100%. Go get checked at the right place, because you just can't just go to any breast screen and assume that you've been checked. My recommendation is, especially for the younger women in the 40s, is, or in your 50s, would be a 3D mammogram. Make sure you ask that you're getting a 3D mammogram. Make sure when you're doing an ultrasound, that person's doing an ultrasound is actually does most of their ultrasounds on breasts, because if you go to your local Lumus imaging, they're 1 minute they're checking your breast, 1 minute they're checking your leg, or like they don't know what they're looking for. So you really need to make sure you're going to a ultrasound where they actually know what they're looking for. I was quite lucky that I went to the right place. Potentially, if I went to another location, it may not have been picked up. But I'm here today. I'm basically going to have 5 years worth of treatment, but that will just be through oral aromatase inhibitor drugs to stop the cancer developing. But I'm standing here very lucky, and I'm happy to share my story, because the more people that know and that check themselves properly, I grew up always being told that if you've got family history, you're going to get breast cancer. Well, there's no family history in my bloodline. If you feel your breasts, that's why I check it. Well, feeling your breasts is only, it's probably too late if you can feel it in your breasts. So you just need to just make sure that you continually go to the right places, know what your breast density is, ask your GP, do your previous ultrasounds, and get the right checks for your right breast.
Сакате ли да чуете повеќе прилози како овој? Слушате подкаст преку Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify или од каде и да ги добивате вашите подкасти.